timeless favorites. You hear them here on 93.1 CFIS FM.
Apple Strokes, Apple Strokes, how I love you, how I love you.
Welcome to Apple Scruffs. This week we are going to focus on the Beatles' number one hits. Okay, now that may sound simple, but back in the day they didn't have the hit parade like they do now. They had the Melody Maker, the New Musical Express, and other publications that ranked music. So you got to give us a little bit of leeway here when we're talking about number one hits. So we're going to start out with this song that technically it says it reached number two, but there are a lot of publications that cited this as number one. So we're going to go with this. This, I think, was the Beatles' first number one hit, according to the UK.
Don't be nervous, John.
I'm not nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Melody Maker, New Musical Express, and Disc, Please Please Me did make the top, but it reached only number two in the record retailer listing, so also used by the new record Mirror. So, depending on what chart. Anyways, it's a little more clear when it comes to the United States Billboard. This was their first number one hit.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold.
happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
Debuting January 18th, 1964, reached number one and hung on the charts for 15 weeks. Okay, next we have She Loves You, which debuted January 25th, 1964, and it also stayed on the charts for 15 weeks.
She loves you, yeah.
just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me
love me do.
Okay, just a quick reminder, we are doing the number one hits. We started out with what I thought was their first number one, Please Please Me, which was, it went number one on a couple of magazines and newspapers back in the UK. So I'm counting it. Anyway, we just finished listening to Can't Buy Me Love and Love Me Do. Can't Buy Me Love, it premiered on March 28th, 1964. And Love Me Do was April 11th, 1964. Now you can hear an awful lot of 1964s. That was kind of the year of the Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do.
Everything seems to be right.
Okay, that was A Hard Day's Night. That premiered on July 18th, 1964. It reached number one, and it stayed on the charts for 13 weeks. Now, here's a little blurb from George Martin. He was the producer of the Beatles.
They were four guys making a noise. And I wasn't impressed with their music. The songs they wrote were pretty awful. But the sound was different. But the thing that really made me decide to give them a lousy contract, because it was a lousy contract for them, it was fine for me, was the fact that they had this great charisma. I felt for them. I fell in love with them. I could see them, and they charmed the pants off me. You know, the first day when I asked them into the control room to listen to what we'd done, I said, if there's anything you don't like, let me know. And George Harrison said to me, well, I don't like your tie for a start. And which was audacious, and it was a terrible thing to say, but everybody fell around laughing. And I thought, cheeky devil. And I loved them for that. And they were just, they never changed. So I signed them on the basis of what they were, not what they could do as musicians.
Apple Scruffs, how I love you, how I love you.
Hi, this is the Wolfman. CFIS-FM features a weekly showcase dedicated to local musicians. Homegrown, Friday night from 6 to 8. Homegrown features music and interviews from local artists performing and recording in our area. You will hear an eclectic mix of softer and heavier sounds from the region's finest musicians, spanning over 30 years of recordings. Check it out. Homegrown, Friday night from 6 to 8, only here on 93.1 CFIS FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada, clearing this evening with local smoke, fog patches overnight, wind from the south at 20K becoming light, a low of 3 with the risk of frost. Friday morning fog patches, then sunny, local smoke in the afternoon, a high of 21. On Friday night, clear, local smoke in the evening, fog patches overnight with a low again of 3 and a risk of frost.
Prince George's smoother alternative, 93.1 CFIS-FM.
December 5th, 1964, I Feel Fine debuted. It reached number one, of course, and it languished on the charts for 11 weeks.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Me and I feel fine.
When the Beatles first came out, we didn't look like anybody else. When our long hair then was considered long, our manager then, Brian, we always had it trimmed quite short, you know. He and Paul used to always be at me to cut my hair. And because, but we were considered long hair then.
That was 8 days a week, and that debuted on February 20th, 1965. Okay, we moved into the next year. 8 days a week was one of those Ringoisms, kind of like a hard day's night. Okay, and next we have Ticket to Ride. Now, it debuted April 24th, 1965. Of course, it went to number one, and it stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. Of course, the rumor about the song was that it was written about a prostitute in Hamburg.
You're gonna do right by me. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
Debuting August 7th, 1965, we have Help. Now, here's a little interview with John Lennon about the film.
How many songs have you written for the film, John?
We wrote 13, we recorded 11, we're using 7, and we need a title song, so altogether we'll have written 14, but only 7 will be it.
The script, which I had a look at this morning, looks a little eccentric. The aim of the operation, presumably, is to get a different sort of film from Hard Day's Night.
Yeah. And we've done it, haven't we?
Well, by the look of the set you have, and sitting on the beach in holes in the sand, a lot of people in khaki uniforms, red sashes and red turbans. Some of them are carrying guns and some of them are carrying shovels.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
The melody to a song yesterday in my brain, and I didn't have any words, so I called it Scrambled Eggs. Scrambled Eggs, oh my baby, how I love you. I think the difference between me and a lot of people is they often dream about music, but they don't remember it. But for some reason, this melody just kept going around and around my brain, so I was near a piano, so I kind of remembered it and blocked out some chords. A couple of months later, I put some words to it.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away.
Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mind you, we're doing all the number ones, at least the Billboard number ones. We heard Yesterday, which premiered September 25th, 1965, stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. We Can Work It Out debuted December 18th, 1965, and stayed on the charts for 12 weeks. And coming up, we have Paperback Writer, which debuted June 11th, 1966.
Paperback Writer.
Paperback writer.
This is the story of the dirty
The 31st Annual Antiques and Collectibles Fair is back this fall, September 30th and October 1st. Check out a great variety of antiques and collectibles at the Rolodome. Admission is just $5, $4 for seniors and students, and children under 6 get in free. A weekend pass is just $8. In support of the South Bowl Community Association, the 31st Annual Antiques and Collectibles Fair, Saturday, September 30th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, October 1st from 10 to 4 at the Rolodome. Forecast from Environment Canada, clearing this evening with local smoke, fog patches overnight, wind from the south at 20K becoming light, a low of 3 with the risk of frost. Friday morning fog patches, then sunny, local smoke in the afternoon, a high of 21. On Friday night, clear, local smoke in the evening, fog patches overnight with a low again of 3 and a risk of frost.
93.1 CFIS-FM, Prince George's Community Radio Station.
All right, this is the third set. Usually I just let things go, so why do anything different? What we have coming up is Penny Lane. It premiered on February 25th, 1967. It stayed on the charts for 10 weeks. All You Need Is Love was July 22nd, 1967, and it stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. And then rounding out 1967 was Hello, Goodbye, which premiered December 2nd, 1967. And it also stayed on the charts for 11 weeks. And finally, we're going to finish with Hey Jude that premiered on September 14th, 1968. Now, that's not all the number ones. We've actually run out of time. So I'm hoping on the next episode that we can continue and finish off all the number ones that the Beatles had released. And there are 20 of them.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs. Strange.
John and his wife Cynthia had divorced, and I felt a bit sorry for their son, who was now a little bit, you know, a child of a divorce. I was driving out to see the son and Cynthia one day, and I was thinking about the boy whose name is Julian Lennon, and I started this idea, hey Jules, don't make it bad, it's going to be okay, you know, it was like a reassurance song. So that was the idea that I got driving out to see them. I saw them, and then I came back and worked on the song some more. But I liked the name Jude. I didn't realize it meant Jewish, which it does. Actually, I nearly got into trouble because we put it up on a window of our shop. We had a little shop because we were into fashion, would you believe, for a while. On the shop window, we put, hey, Jude. So the people going by on the buses would see, what's that? You know, intriguing. Ah, and then it was our record. Well, I got this furious phone call from this guy, Mr. Leon, who was Jewish. And he said, what are you doing? How dare you do this? And so I said, hey, Jude. Because in Hitler's day, in the Nazi thing, Juden raus meant Jews out. So, and I didn't connect. I actually heard the name first in one of the musicals, but I liked the name. Anyway, he rings me up and he's furious. Why are you doing this? You know, making fun of the Jews. We've got enough. Blah, blah, blah. I said, no, wait a minute. I swear to you, it's nothing like that. He said, I'm going to send my son around to beat you up. I said, hey, baby, let's cool it down. Nothing to do with that. I said, you'll hear when you hear the record. It's just a name in a song. And it's all cool.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Take a sad song.